Okay. So, I'm in the middle of rewriting this document because I'm trying to take out all the personal information out of it. But I think this will help a lot of people because most people aren't familiar with running a large house. And oh boy, you can get yourself in trouble real quick running a large house if you don't have everything together. So one of the things that always that how do I say this? One of the things that sets apart a host and a hostess from someone who's just an owner of a building or an owner of a house is the way they take care of their guests, okay? People that are poor don't know how to do this. People that are wealthy, they grew up with this, so they don't even realize they do it. They don't even know what they know because they've never had it any other way. So, one of the things that you have to consider, are any of you, all of your mics are open, so you can just, we can talk back and forth. Are any of you planning on getting a big house where you need staff?
Yes.
Okay, good. At least I got one person in here.
Yes.
Okay, good. So what you need to think about now. Oh, guys, I think the RV is going to go off in this next week, by the way. The guys that are involved with many of the crypto pump and dump scams, they're about to be arrested. And they will be, I've been told they will be arrested when we get our RV. And I've also been told that they don't have really, they think they're insulated, but they're not. So I'm now finally safe to be out in the public again. I can't get my original name back. So I'm planning on living on the ocean. So there's my name, Summer Seas. In case you haven't figured it out yet, folks, this is Miss Parker.
We know you.
So let me paste, cancel. Let me get my disclaimer on here. I've got to do my disclaimer. Do. Where's my disclaimer? Copy image, project help. Okay, here's our disclaimer. The material information contained on this, contained or given on this website or this audio file is for general information only. All parties on this channel are not lawyers, especially me. And neither am I a financial advisor. You're using this information with your own discretion. You should not rely upon the material, the information on this website as a basis for making any business decisions. While we try to keep the information up to date and correct, RV Project Help makes no representations or warranties of any kind expressed or implied about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to the website or the audio files in its information, products, broadcast services, or related graphics contained on the website for any purpose. All due diligence is the sole responsibility of the participant. Yay, I'm done. Okay. So, one of the things that you are going to need to create right off the bat is going to be one of the hardest things you've ever done. You thought writing your document was hard? Oh, baby girls. Have I got a surprise for you? That was easy. Your house documents and your business documents, your manuals, those are the two most important things that you will do that no one but you will see. Your guests will benefit from it, but they won't know why everything's on point unless they're rich already, and then they'll already know. Or unless they hear this video, audio. So, what I want to talk about is making documentation so that your staff can serve you better. A lot of people, when they first get wealthy, they assume that the people that they hire are going to know how to do their jobs. They don't. They're looking to you for guidance, and they're looking for you for information. And you're looking right back at them going, hey, what are we doing here? And you're like, you're both going, fuck, I don't know. That's not the way it works. Well, it works that way, but it's not good. So you're going to write a book, okay? It's literally a book, okay? My household manual, how many pages in it? It's got 60 pages in it. And it takes a while to write one, but hopefully I'm going to get this copy of mine redone, and then I'll post it in there because I'm taking my real name and information out of it, and then I'll post up for you guys to have. But I wanted to talk about it. So here are the different areas that this book addresses: grooming and guest relationships, proper language, answering the telephone, pre-arrival information gathering, guest pickup and drop-off, escorting guests to their room, pre-arrival presentations and preparations, including the master bedroom, toiletries, bathrooms, guest bathrooms, all bathrooms, the exterior, the cabana, the pool house, vehicles and bicycles, the interior, and preparation and purchase of a shopping list. There are multiple types of duties for your household staff. There are different duties when you have boss on. You're the boss. So boss on means when you're on property. So there's daily duties while boss on and guests are in residence, okay? And I'll go through all those as well. You're going to have a shopping list, a pre-arrival shopping list, something that you want your staff to get just before the guests show up. And then you're going to have another list of things that you want on hand all the time. And you're going to have a cleaning schedule. You need a maintenance schedule. You need information on cleaning the bedroom, cleaning the bathroom, laundry and dry cleaning, office supplies, mail and delivery, resetting the phone, serving breakfast, standby duties, emergency procedures, and emergency contact telephone numbers. So you're like, what the hell? How come I'm going to do all this? Well, the reason why you want to do this is because if you don't do this, your staff and you are going to fight all the time. You're going to have one idea of what you expect from them, and they're going to have another idea of what they think you expect from them. The meeting of the minds will not happen. So by having this document, this household manual, this allows you to set standards for your house, and it allows you instantly to find out if your staff is doing what you need it to do. So it's a way for performance grading for your staff. It fills a lot of services. So I've got my book in front of me, and I'm going to be reading some of the stuff out of it so you know how it's set up. So this book, this household manual, is given to your head of housekeeping or your Girl Friday, okay, whatever, your personal assistant, one or the other. You may have your personal assistant take charge of all your household, you know, as the manager of your house, or you may hire a household manager, just depending on how much work you have for your personal assistant. So this is the book you give to a new hire. So the first page is an introduction, and it says, this manual is designed to give you the proper guidance and assistance to perform your duties to the best of your ability while ensuring a consistently high level of service. Gathering as much information as possible will help you with the day-to-day running of this house. By using your communication skills, listening and observing, you'll be able to anticipate the needs of the boss and their guests. Checklists will assist you in making sure all the tasks have been completed and not even the smallest details have been overlooked. Thank you for letting the boss shine. So the first step is grooming and guest relations. You have to think about what you want to present to the world, okay? So appearance is important, but also first impressions are important. Personal cleanliness, good presentation, and someone who's genuinely polite And they have a kind of an aim to please approach. You will give this book to your staff, give them a day to look at it or 2 days to look at it, and then, you know, go through each area of this. Kind of like what I'm doing with you now. So here's the lists of grooming and guest relationship. Try to anticipate the needs of Ms. Parker and their guests and her guests. Make guests feel welcome and pampered. Always address their guests by their name, such as Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith. Do not discuss any of your personal problems with the guests. Be cautious of voice levels and noise while working in the rooms, kitchen, and hallway. Your goal is to be unobtrusive. Remember that you see nothing, hear nothing, say nothing, except to answer a question directed at you. Please respect the privacy of the guests. Use your judgment when conveying information to Ms. Parker. If the matter is not urgent, leave a note clearly stating what it is you need to know and give it to Ms. Parker. Wear appropriate clothing when boss-on and guests are in residence. My uniform was dark blue trousers with white golf shirts to be worn daily and long white shirts for dinner service. Items in your pockets must not create a bulge or be visible. Please do not address anyone in the household or guests with your hands in the pockets. Do not eat or drink in front of guests or boss. Do not chew gum ever. When you are attending to Ms. Parker and their guests, please keep your cellular phone on vibrate, and no time should your phone be on ring. Please avoid using strong perfume or aftershave lotion. Ms. Parker has a sensitivity to strong smells. Channel all questions and concerns through the estate manager and smile. When I talk to my potential employees over this area, what I say is this. It sounds a lot like what I want from you is to behave like a robot, and that's not the case at all. Much of what will go on in this estate is high level planning and very high talks with inventions and other products and plans that this company is having. This is the reason why I want you to look professional at all times and to be unobtrusive. While it may be difficult for you to learn to serve in this manner or help in this manner, I will highly reward you. There are bonuses for staff behavior. So just know that you will be heavily rewarded for doing the right thing in service. So part of service is also language. And you're going to notice that most of the guests that I have here will have proper language. And that just comes from the way they came, you know, how they got here. So I need you to, I need my staff to respond the same way. And that means I do not want you to say, yeah, sure, no problem, you bet, gotcha, right, I don't know. That's less than proper English. I want you to look your best, and I want you to convey the most highest standards here. Consider yourself working at a high-end hotel. Think of this house as a five-star hotel. And that's the type of service I'm looking for you to perform for myself and the guests. What I'd like you to say is, yes, Miss, of course, Miss Parker, Miss, you know, Miss Stone, Miss whatever, my pleasure, it's no trouble at all. Of course, I can do that with pleasure. I'd be very pleased to help you with this. You're quite right. I have no idea, but I'll find out immediately and be right back. If you're complimented, just say something like, you're very kind. Thank you, ma'am, I enjoy doing it. If you get criticized, if somebody tells you, hey, you're screwing up, what I want you to say is, I want you to say, hey, I'm very sorry, it will not happen again. It was completely my fault, and I'll make the changes immediately. If a guest gives you a criticism, I need you to come to either the house manager or my personal assistant immediately and let us know what the issue is with the guest. Don't argue with the guest. Don't try to make it better. Let us do our job. Let us make you look good. Sometimes emotions will run very high, as we'll be working on projects, and people will have very high ideas of what they want and what they don't want. So tensions can run very high, and you might have one of the guests lash out or be upset with you. So don't take anything personal, just to a justified criticism or a mistake. Just say, I'm very sorry, it won't happen again, or it was completely my fault, I'll make the changes, and then walk away from the guest. Fix whatever you can, and then walk away from the guest, and then come let us know. To a guest, once you're ready to walk out of the room, you've done whatever service you're going to do, before you walk out of the room, say, if I can be of any additional assistance, please let me know. Or if there's anything else you might need, let me know. I'm very pleased that you enjoy your stay, you know, when they're leaving, Mr. or Mrs. whatever, or when they first arrive and you've seen them before, it's lovely to see you again. These little etiquettes makes my hospitality much more enjoyable to my guests, and you are a part of the process of what it takes for me to get my job done and to get client contracts, because they want to see a high level of professionalism. So when I'm hiring you for this residence, I'm expecting a very high level of professionalism, and my bonus structure will appropriately reward you for that type of bonus, that type of service to my staff or to my guests. Please come to chat to all the new people. Okay. So the next part is answering the phone. This document that I'm reading right now, this was my first house document. Apparently in all my travels, I guess I've lost some of the newer versions. So this first document was written in 1984. So that's why it's kind of a little out of date. I've got to do a lot of updating on it. And like I said, when I get it updated, I'll be posting this to the channel so you guys can use this and then adjust it to your own needs. So answering the phone. This is what is in this manual. For those of you that are just walking in here, I'm going over a manual that you will need to prepare for your household staff if you are going to have a large residence where you have service staff available, household staff, cleaning staff, that kind of thing. So answering the phone. How you answer the telephone will leave a very long-lasting impression on all of those who call this house. It immediately tells the caller the quality of the service and the service standard that I expect from my household. You represent my house when you answer the phone, and the quality of your voice is very important to me. The person on the other end of the line cannot see your expression or gestures, so any impression that person receives depends entirely on your voice. So please speak clearly and distinctly, and do not slam down the receiver at any time. When you're hiring people, you need to be careful about the ones that you will have answering the phone, because they truly do. They set the standard and the tone for literally the tone for your home and your guest service. So answering the phone, all phone calls should be answered in 3 rings or less. If the incoming line, because I have one phone line for myself, that's a personal phone line, and then I have another phone line for my house. So, and my staff answers both lines. So if the incoming line is one from my personal line from the house, it'll please say good morning or good afternoon or good evening, depending on the right time, Ms. McRae's residence. If I've let you know that I cannot receive phone calls because of whatever reason, how I'd like you to respond is Miss Parker is not available. May I take a message? Then I need you to complete a phone message slip. It should be right by the telephone. Make sure you spell the name correctly. Ask the client, ask the caller to spell the name for you. If you don't know, or read it back to them how you spelt it to make sure it's correct. On this phone message slip, please put the date and time of call and the telephone number, including the area code. Please take this message and put it on the pantry, the back pantry countertop. If it's for household staff, or if it's for business staff, or if it's for myself, leave it on my desk. If I'm able to take a call, I'd like you to answer the call like this. May I ask who's calling? Just a moment, please. And then just ring the extension to where I'm at in the house, and then let me know who's calling so I can be on point when I answer the phone. Our phone system has a do not disturb setting on the telephone system. And this option is to be set as directed in the pre-arrival checkoff list, which you'll get with every new set of clients or guests that come to the house. I need all the telephone directories by the phones to be updated every 6 months or as new telephone directories are available. Notepads, I need 2 notepads and 3 pens beside each telephone. And a pair of my reading glasses should be placed in front of my own telephone. Please put make sure an extension cord is in each room in case the guest needs to be walking around while talking on the phone. I had one guest that would just fucking drove me nuts. She would walk, she'd hold the phone. I mean, these are the old heavy phones. She'd walk, she'd pace, and she'd hold the phone in one hand and she'd hold the receiver, you know, the voice, the receiver, I guess it's called a receiver, in the other hand, and just walk and cuss. So we had to, I never knew what room I was going to put her into, so we had extension cords in every room. Unless you are instructed, never, ever disclose my activities or my whereabouts to anyone. If the caller is insistent, you simply ask to take a message, a time, and a number when the caller can be reached. Do not be bullied and do not show any reaction or impatience. Simply be firm. Do not get angry as well. Please let me know of any strange phone calls or inquiries. Actually, I should change that. I don't know. I want, in this day and age, I want to know about any inquiries. Advise office or security of any unusual behavior, such as strangers lurking around the vicinity of the property. Entrance to the gates of the property must remain closed when boss is not on residence. The security of the house and of myself and our guests should be your first consideration and should be uppermost in your consciousness. This is why we ask you give no information unless you're told to. Pre-arrival information gathering. Does anybody have any questions about this part so far? No. Pre-arrival information. So this is to, you want to know, we give you a list of the guests that will join in, and you're going to confirm travel itinerary, ask the guests about any special requests or dietary requirements that each guest needs, and then check to make sure that if there's gifts that I want to have placed in any staterooms, that you know which stateroom gets which gifts. Guests pick up and drop off. All guests should have a staff member waiting for them at the proper airport terminal. Double check arrival information. Always have a written copy of the guest's travel itinerary, flight arrival times on hand. Check the number of people in the party to ensure the vehicle can accommodate all the number of guests that are arriving. If you're unfamiliar with the guest, please prepare a sign clearly stating the guest's name so the guest can find you. Welcome the guest by name, advise the guest of your name, offer to carry any luggage that the guest may have with them, escort the guest to the luggage pickup area if necessary, gather luggage and escort guests to the vehicle. Always advise the guest on travel time. Provide demographics of the area. Please keep conversation to a minimum unless the guest is asking questions. When you're driving, boss, keep your both hands on the wheel. Your cellular phone should be placed on vibrate, and at no time should you answer your private calls while driving. Once at the residence, escort guests to their room. Upon arrival, gather guests' belonging and escort to pre-assigned. Rooms, inquire from guests where they'd like to have their luggage and place it appropriately in the room, offer to unpack, show the guest how to use the telephone. We had a very crazy telephone service back then. Show the guest how to use the remote control for the television. Ask the guest to complete the emergency contact information form. We have one in every room. Ask the guests if they have any food allergies, and ask the guests what they'd like to be served for breakfast and what time. Tell the guests to enjoy their stay and let them know how you can be reached. So pre-arrival checklist. So the AC is set to 60 degrees. Check all light fixtures. Check shutters all closed. Remote controls for the television are working. Telephones are set on do not disturb. Telephone extension cards placed near the front of all telephones so guests can call each other in the rooms. Alarm clocks need to be set to the correct time and date. Two lighted pens on both bedside tables. Regular pens on both bedside tables, one large and two small notepads on both bedside tables, eye masks for on both bedside table, box of tissues on each bedside table, replace if less than one third, flashlight with new batteries, bottled water and drinking glasses on both bedside table, gun placed beside table drawer. As you can see, this list is very detailed. And the reason why it's detailed is the more detail you can give your staff, the easier it is for the staff to meet your expectations and the less time you're going to be disappointed in your service of your hired staff. This writing these documents allows your staff to look like, you know, to really shine, to look like a jewel. And you know, for people that are new to providing, you know, five-star service, these can seem pretty intense. But if you've gone to a high-end hotel, this is pretty much the same way you're treated. And that's what you want to have your staff portray to your guests, because you are going to be a multimillionaire. You are going to be running major projects. You don't want to look like, you know, you're just from the back hills and you don't know what you're doing. So having these kind of documents allows you to be completely on point with your guests, because you know, you might have, you know, politicians, you might have people of honor come to your house, whatever you might have, you always want to put your best foot forward, because you're going to be making changes in people's lives, and they want to make sure when they come see you or have a stay with you that you look like you're the kind of person, feels like you're the kind of person that can provide an excellent service. And it starts with your home. The master bathroom. Because we had a well on my old place, we always had to make sure that check the water is hot and runs clear. Place a fresh bar of soap to the right of the hand basin, two fresh washcloths on the hand basin and two in the shower. I had an electric toothbrush, so replace the toothbrush head on the first of the month. New toothbrush placed in a clean drinking glass to the left of the wash basin for each guest. Replace toothpaste if it's more than half full. Make sure there's available mouthwash, razor and shaving cream. Replace shaving cream if less than half full. Electric razor plugged in and charged for male guests. Box of tissues, replace if less than a third. Q-tips, round cotton pads. Clean off fixtures, shower and steam room. New pair of exfoliating gloves in each shower. Tidy and replace any toiletries that are running low in each shower. Three large blue towels and one hand towel to be ready for massage in towel room, and shutters should be open. So I actually put my exact toiletries. At this time, my husband was alive when I wrote this document. And it just, reading it is like, oh, ouch. Master bathroom toiletries. You actually give your staff a list of your exact toiletry requirements. That way you're never disappointed. So here was my list. Gillette Mach 3 razors with extra blades. Now they make Mach 5. I'm so old. shaving cream, Kiehl's Close Quarters Squadron, Shaver Squadron. I don't even think they make that anymore. Secret Original Solid Deodorant, Lever 2000 Soap, Noxzema Plus Face Wash, Facial Moisturizers, Kiehl's K-I-E-H-L-S. If you folks don't know what that makeup is, ladies, you've got to get it. It's lovely, lovely, lovely. Kiehl's Ultra Facial Moisturizer, Babur. Aquaphor Hand Cream. Aquaphor, for those of you that have never tried Aquaphor Hand Cream, it's literally like you feel like you've got gloves on your hands. It's such a nice, nice, high quality hand cream. California Mango Bath and Body Lotion, Bubble Bath and Shower Gels, a variety, your choice. Shampoo and conditioner, Biolage Nexus Simply Silver. Hair Finishing Cream, Paul Michael Stickworks, Peter Thomas Roth Sunscreen, Kiehl's Lip Balm with Sun Protection Service 30, Q-tips, Round Cotton Pads, Toothpaste, Tom's Toothpaste, Toothbrush, Oral-B Hard, Electric Toothbrush, Braun Ultra Plaque Remover, Scope Mouthwash, Johnson & Johnson Reach Dental Floss, Baby Powder, Johnson & Johnson, Mason Pearson Hairbrush, Comb, Tweezers, Fingernail, Clippers, and File. My bathroom, two big white towels next to the bath, soap, shampoo, and bubble bath by the side of the tab. Check that the hot water is running and clear. Water must be directed to the faucet and not to the sprayer on the tub. Two fresh washcloths on the basin and two next to the bathtub. Fresh bar of soap next to the basin. Replace electric toothbrush head first of the month. Basically the same kind of things. Photographs. I always say photographs to be placed. Now, one of the things that really, really, really makes guests excited or happy is I take a lot of pictures. I'm a photographer of sorts, and I'm always taking pictures. So a lot of times what will happen if I have guests that are at the house and I know they're going to be coming back, I will, throughout the day, somehow take their picture. And that picture will go in a file. And when the guest comes back, that picture that I took when they were there last gets placed in their room. It's one of those little tiny things that people remember forever and they rave about. And it speaks to the quality of care that you want to have for your guests. People don't forget those little tiny things. They don't forget that you took the way extra mile, okay? So here's my list of toiletries. A La Mer Facial Moisturizer, Babur Foam Mask. I love Babur. God, I can't wait to have money again to get that. Kiehl's Cucumber Facial Toner, Kiehl's Washable Cleansing Milk, La Mer Eye Balm, Evian Face Mist, Clarins Cream Musvelt Body Shaping Cream. I need a new shape. Bear is not good. Babur Natural Body Peeler, Lancome Exfoliants Gel, Friedrich Frikike and Clinique Deep Comfort Body Moisturizer, Aquaphor Hand Cream, Around Cotton Pads, Q-tips, Oral Toothbrush, Electric Toothbrush, Braun Ultra Plaque Remover, Toothpaste, Dental Floss, Scope Mouthwash, Sunscreen, Lancome Solier SPF 30 Face Cream. Oh, I love that stuff. Kohl's Lip Balm with some SPF. Bubble Bath, Bath Gel, Bath Salts, a variety, no standard brand. Razor and Shaving Gel, Shampoo and Conditioner, Aqueous Hair Towel, Q-Tix Nail Polish Remover, Fingernail File and Clippers, Babur Hand and Nail Repair, Tweezers, and Tampons. Please check the guest rooms before guests arrive. All guest rooms must appear as though the arriving guest is the first ever to stay in that room. Replace all bed linen so it is fresh. All light fixtures are working. Remote controls for the television are working. instructions on how to work the television are placed next to the television. The alarm clock set to the correct time and date. Telephones are set on do not disturb. Telephone extension cards for each room is placed under the front of the telephone. Pens and small and large notepads are placed beside each table. Eye masks on both bedside tables. Arrange for a small bouquet of fresh flowers. Gifts, if indicated by my instruction cards. Bottled water and drinking glasses on the bedside table. Selection of fruit. A side plate with fruit knife and napkin. Flashlight with new batteries. Closets must be cleared. Check that there are sufficient wooden hangers that are hung evenly. So as you can see, this is very detailed. So that's why I'm going to redo this. And I'm going to put a copy of this on the website. And I swear to you, this will save you hours and hours and hours of writing your own. And then you can adjust it. I mean, you can. I'll put it in a Word document so you guys can adjust it. Did anybody have any questions so far? So guest bathrooms, pretty much the same thing as my bathroom. It's pretty much the same list. I do have them check to make sure that the hair dryer is working, because I've had that happen. The hair dryer didn't work when a guest. And what happens too is this document is a living document. So as things come up, you just make changes in the document, and then you have your household, you have your PA just reprint the document and then set it up for the new staff. So the toiletries in the guest bathroom is pretty much the same. All bathrooms must contain the following extra items in the drawers or closets: toilet paper, bath towel, hand towel, washcloth, hand soap, bath soap, Kleenex tissue, Tylenol, Tums, Sudafed, Hall's cough sweet, a box of matches, toilet brush, toilet plunger. Exterior of the house. Pressure wash pool deck, sidewalks, terrace, and patios every 3 months. Pressure wash outdoor furniture at the end of the season and the beginning of the season. Place cushions on pool and terrace furniture before guests arrive. Have the pool cleaned before guests arrive. Check that pool water temperature is between 82 and 88 degrees. Floats in the pool are properly inflated. All pool toys are clean and in working order. Pool lights are working. Towels are in the wooden basket. The telephone, outdoor telephone, is connected and in working order. Landscape lights working. Wash the windows. Or actually, I have them arranged to have a windows watch. Check for fence holes where Max can get out. Max, my dog. Awnings are clean and working. So you want your house to look like very well taken care of, everything on point before your guests arrive. Now, we had a cabana because we did have a pool, and in the cabana it was a closed room. I like to do a lot of my work out by the pool, so I had my computer set up by the in the cabana. So check to make sure the computer has internet access. Place paper in the copier. Check pens and paper. Check to make sure pens work, because in the desert, the pens would dry out. Telephone directory placed to the right of the telephone. Tissues, tidy the desk, but do not throw any papers away. Check stereo for working condition. Add bathrobes plus extra per the amount of guests. So if you had 10 guests, we'd have like 11 bathrobes hanging in the cabana. Fresh bar soap to the right of the wash basin. Clean drinking glasses, suntan oil, and insect repellent. Vehicles and bicycles. Drive all vehicles once a month to make sure they're in good running condition. No flat batteries, no flat tires. Check that all the cars are full of gas. Nothing below 3/4 of a tank. Place $100 in the glove compartment or the center console of each car before bus on. 2 bottles of water. Telephone directories in the center console, small and large notepads in the center console, box of tissues, 2 pairs of sunglasses. Check that the bicycles are clean and make sure the tire pressure is correct. Interior of the house before guests arrive. Living room. Plump the cushions. Check the stereo system and headphones are working. Clean and tidy all tabletop surfaces. Tidy up the magazines. Throw out fashion magazines that are over 2 months old. Place books that are lying around back in their bookshelves. My desk. Make sure that the DSL computer line is working. Place paper in the copier. Plenty of notepads and pens. And tissues. Kitchen. Polish marble countertops. Empty the dishwasher. Check all expiration dates on food in pantry and refrigerator. Dish pantry must be organized. Napkins clean and pressed for trays. General. Buy the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and place in the pantry. Buy the Daily Mail and place on my desk. Current TV guide next to television. How to work the TV instructions next to the television. Check that all light bulbs in the house are working. Dust and straighten all lampshades in the house. Check that all air conditioners are working order. Check that all telephones are working order. Make sure all flashlights work and make sure they're with new batteries. All clocks in the house are set for correct time. All stereo appliance and electrical appliance are working. Place a box of matches next to all candles. Put fresh candles in all candle holders. Dust and straighten all paintings. Straighten the fringe on all the rugs. Check for stains. Check that all smoke detectors are working. Check fire extinguishers. Clean all air vents. Make sure that all drapes are hanging neatly with the hooks in place. So as you can see, there is a ton. We're only on page 26 of 60 pages. So there's morning prep. I'm gonna go a lot faster now because you guys have an idea of the amount of depth that this book has. And when you hire staff and you give them one of these books, it literally takes so much stress off of you. Because now the staff know what to do. They're not coming back to you. Oh, fuck. When I first became rich, the first time, fucking a Tweety Bird, used to drive me freaking crazy. Like every time you turn around, miss, what do you want me to do? Miss, what do you want me to do? What can I do next? It's like, it was nonstop. Once I did this document, I never had that shit again. I never had to worry about anybody asking me, what do I have to do next? Because there was 59 pages. Pick one, bitch. But part of what happened is by having these protocols set up in your house, it makes your guests, it's one of those things that really brings a lot of, it opens the eyes of your guests to the degree and standards that you do in your own home. And so they have the feeling, they walk away with the feeling that if you have these kind of standards in your own home, the standards that you're going to have in your business are going to be the same way. And they will. I'll show you how to do that too. So anyway, morning preparations, basically checking everything, buying the newspapers, straightening up the house, a whole list of stuff there. The pool area, checking the pools, the color, just checking everything. Replenish towels, making sure the toys are clean. In the cabana, make sure all the exercise stuff is put away. Tidy everything, wash all the soiled clothing, you know, hand wipes, towels, not hand wipes, hand towels and bathrobes, you know, because people get out of the we always had bathrobes by the pool because in Nevada, it would be like really, really hot. And then once it got dark, you freeze. So we just had bathrobes for everybody. It's kind of cool. You have bathing suit on, you put your bathrobe on. You get dry a lot faster than just having towels. So the kitchen, it was make coffee, wipe down the countertops and cupboard, take out the trash. Downstairs, plumping cushions, tidying up stuff, removing trash, making sure everything's on point, putting away, you know, anything that's been taken out and not put back. I was notorious for wanting to play music all the time. And I would take CDs out and I would have like, fuck, 15, 20 CDs everywhere. I am, and I would never remember going back. I sucked. I was a bad boss. I was a bad boss. Not in the right way. And so I always had my staff fix that because I would never do it. I could never remember. Master bedroom, make the bed with fresh linen every other day. Phones are not on, do not disturb. Tidy up the bedside tables, remove any trash, dirty glasses. You know, it's basic things that you know need to be done, but unless they're written out, you would be freaking amazed at how much people forget to double check, because it's like your house is going to be run almost as if it's a hotel with high-end five-star service. So when your staff knows what's expected of them, they can rise to that level. And like one of my friends, like, this is a bunch of busy work. I said, you know, it's not, because you have your staff there for 5-6 hours a day. Okay. And if you don't have stuff for them to do, they're just sitting around with their thumb up their butt going, you know, I'm bored, and they hate it. By giving them information of what to do and how to do it and what your expectations are, man, it just makes your life so much easier. And the thing too is, for those of you that have been on here before, I've thanks to the cannabis industry, I've made a lot of money and the feds take it away. And then I make a lot of money and the motherfuckers come take it away again. I fucking hate the feds. And so this time I did not immediately go back to my outlaw roots. This time I actually stayed in the FOT. I've been doing lots and lots of work with the Q and the QAnon stuff. And recently I've been actively working to take down criminals that are in the pump and dump scams that you're seeing on Lobster, and those people are about to be arrested. So when I wrote these documents, I went back and forth. That part of my life, it was, you know, 1 minute you're worth millions and then the feds come take it all away and then you're fucking broke again, okay? And when you're broke, you know, you lose your fancy house again, and now you're back out in the dirt and you're back growing weed again, okay? So because it's such a slip of high, really high highs and really low lows, that kind of crazy life, is that I didn't realize how much of a total flaming asshole I was to the people that work for me. Being poor for the past 4 years, 5 years, and working with the Q stuff and all this stuff. And I haven't had a housekeeper. I haven't had a housekeeper. I haven't had house staff in 5 years. I cried more over not having a house staff than I did over losing my money. I would walk through the house and like, why the hell is this coffee cup still here? Oh, yeah, it's you, bitch. It's on you. So I look at this list now and I'm like, oh, fuck, what a piece of shit I was. So here's some of the things I'm reading I haven't read to you guys yet, but I'm reading this and I'm like, I'm never doing this again. Here's what I have on this fucking list. Remove clothes from the hamper and launder. Make sure all shoes and clothes are put back in the closet or put in the laundry hamper as needed. I was such a bougie bitch. I take off all my shit. I leave it everywhere and make the staff pick it up. Like, I'm never going to do that again. I'm actually going to take better care of my life and myself. But yeah, reading this is ouch. Oh, I was awful. And then list to, you know, taking care of the clothing, whatever. The guest rooms, make the beds, change linen every other day. You know, same thing, remove dirty stuff, put clean stuff out, check stuff, clean up stuff. In the early evening, I always, because I had a lot of faxes. So I had my staff check my fax machine 4 times a day. Walk through the house and tidy everything up. Turn off all the lights, you know, when everybody's going down, getting ready to bed. Do turn down service in the master bedroom where the bed sheets are turned down and there's like a little chocolate or some kind of little goodie on the bed. Just something nice. Tidy up everything, turn down the beds in the guest rooms, tidy up the guest rooms. And then before you leave at night, make sure that Max is inside. All the doors to the outside are shut and locked, and check that the garage doors are closed as you leave. So as you can see, it's very extensive. Now, you will find when you get wealthy that there are things that you are going to really like to eat that you might not have had them before. So I had very specific things for pre-arrival. So this was on my pre-arrival shopping list. 1/2 gallon of regular milk, 1/4 of skim milk, 1/4 of half and half, Lure Pack European butter, that it's not even a thing anymore, that company went out of business. Dannon peach yogurt, Philadelphia cream cheese, a tub of cottage cheese, a 1/2 pint heavy cream, a dozen eggs, 1/2 pound boar's head Swiss cheese, 1/2 pound boar's head cheddar cheese, 1/2 pound boar's head roast beef, 2 pounds boar's head roast beef. Boy, I missed that. Häagen-Dazs ice cream, fresh produce, green vegetables of choice, baby spinach and medium greens, 8 ripe tomatoes, grape tomatoes, 3 avocados. Look, I'm such a bitch. 3 avocados. It's like I actually wrote the numbers. I only want 3, not 2, not 4. I want 3. European cucumbers, iceberg lettuce, endive, baby carrots, fresh rosemary, fresh thyme, fresh dill, fresh mint, Italian parsley, olives, scallions, garlic, sweet onions, red onions, sweet potatoes, baked potatoes, ginger, orange, juicing oranges, eating oranges, small bunches of red and green grapes, several mangoes, 6 ripe bananas, a basket of berries, Fuji apples, 1/2 of a watermelon, lemons and figs. So, 1/2 pound boar's head black forest ham, 1/2 pound boar's head cracked turkey breast. Will advise on any additional meat, poultry, or fish to purchase. I had the same thing. I mean, a full list of beverages, the kind of cereals we wanted, the types of treats I wanted. I had Carmen Giordani. That was an Italian market. I mean, I had a list of things I wanted her to go pick up at Carmine's. And then my shopping list. So one of the things I had is, regardless of the quantity used, all open packets must be replaced after each visit. And the reason why I said that is because sometimes I would leave my house and I wouldn't be back to my boss house for a month. And so you never knew if stuff went bad, you know? So I always had my staff, if we used anything, we opened the packets, replace it each visit. Now, if you want to replace it and take it to your home, you can do that. If you don't like what it is, throw it away, but get it out when I leave, or, you know, just replace it. However, sometimes the staff would leave some of the stuff in the refrigerator because they were going to be working in the house. Because they, even when I'm not, there's a whole list of stuff to do when I'm not there. So, and then I have a security staff that lets me know, hey, the housekeeper was in or not or whatever. So it works. It worked out really well. I mean, I went so far as beverages, Fiji water, Maxwell House coffee, Starbucks coffee, Diet Coke, Coke, Sprite, Diet Sprite, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, tonic, club soda, Perrier, vitamin water, cranberry juice, English breakfast tea, Earl Grey tea, mint tea, chamomile tea, white wine, Chablis Premier Q, red wine, Brûlée, Vivi Cliché, Champagne, Absolute Vodka, Tanqueray Gin, Whiskey, Heineken Beer, Corona Beer, I mean, spices and condiments, canned goods, miscellaneous goods, household products. I mean, it was from Palmolive dish soap, Murphy's oil soap, soft scrub, Windex. I mean, all the brand names, everything that you use, you write on this list. Pharmaceuticals. I had Bayer aspirin, Tylenol, Aleve, Robitussin, NyQuil, cough drops, bandages, antiseptics, Neosperm, echinacea, zinc lozenges, vitamin A, B, E, and C, folic acid, multivitamins acid, I mean, blah, blah, blah. Cleaning schedule. So the important part of an household cleaning is that maintenance is routine. So certain tasks have to be cleaned every day to keep things at a high standard. You want your home kept at a very high standard. A home that's properly cleaned stays in place much longer than those that have only been surface cleaned. So you always want your house to be clean from the top down and from the inside out. And you always vacuum last. So then there's a list of cleaning. It starts with the dishes in the dishwasher, kitchen appliances, sink, garbage, floors, glass, furniture, bedrooms, bathrooms, clocks, phones, vacuuming, how to vacuum, weekly, baseboards cleaning, wood furniture cleaning, sofas and chairs, lamps, computers and desks, dust and polish, walls, cabinets and drawers, shelving, massage tables, carpets, bathrooms, toilet, marble, refrigerator, windows, blinds. As you can see, everything in your house is on this schedule. This is the weekly, this is what they do. Each one of those things, there's a whole list of weekly things to do. Front entrance, outdoor furniture, pool, exercise equipment, garage, and cars. Every one of them have weekly things to do. Then there's a list of monthly schedules. So they divide the list of monthly duties into quarters. And so you do one quarter of your monthly duties every month. And that way you don't have to do everything all at once. You can kind of mix it around. So in the month, I have the first week is clean windows, blinds, light furniture, light fixtures, ceilings, walls, doors, baseboards, air vents, ceiling fans, clean air conditioners and humidifiers, air all rooms. Week two, clean and organize closets, clean drawers, shelves, turn mattresses, refold linen closets, restock utility closets, wipe books, discard old magazines, polish wood furniture, clean bed frames, vacuum under beds, bedroom furniture, wash bath mats, clean steam room walls and floor thoroughly to prevent scum and mildew from forming. Week three, clean and organize crockery, glassware, kitchen floors, refrigerator, freezer, pots, pans, kitchen cabinets, organize kitchen drawers, clean and check pantry supplies, clean silverware. Dishes that are chipped or broken must be removed and reported to the estate manager to be replaced. Every 6 months, April, rotate seasonal clothing, dry clean items as necessary, wash mattress covers and launder blankets, take down all books from shelves and clean, clean upholstery and throw cushions, dry clean drapes, check for pests throughout property, inventory crockery, glassware, linens, steam clean all carpets, car maintenance is if necessary, drain and clean pool. October, rotate seasonal clothing, dry clean sweaters and other items if necessary, wash mattress covers, launder blankets, take all books down and clean. It's basically the same thing. Then there's a maintenance schedule for the grounds and the cars. So every month, you have this signed off by the 28th by the house manager. You're going to check fire extinguisher, security, sink stoppers, garbage disposer, hot water heating systems, steam cleaning heating systems, air conditioners, heaters every 3 months, faucets, bathtub drain assembly, shower drain assembly, range hood fan, dishwasher, hinges and locks, awnings. June, faucets, bathtub drain assembly, shower drain assembly, hinges and locks, lubrication, dishwasher, awnings. These are the different months, different things for each month. Faucet in September is faucets, bathtub drain assembly, shower drain assembly, range hood, fan, dishwasher, hinges and locks, awnings. December, same thing. You do the same check. Every 6 months, you're going to check toilets, interior caulking, washing machines, clothes dryer, refrigerator, range hood fan, hot water heating system, the wiring, foundation, the roof, exterior caulking, windowsills, door sills, and thresholds, drain waste and vent systems, irrigation systems, fences, garage doors. When I say roof, like I have a guy come to my house every 6 months and inspect the roof surface and repair if necessary. Like most people never even get anybody on their roof, you know, once their whole life. I actually have somebody inspect my roof once every 6 months. This way, this deep care and cleaning of your house, number one, it'll your house will last way longer. And number two, if you decide that you want to leave your house, all this extra care and cleaning that you're doing, it keeps your house top notch so you can get top dollar for it when you get ready to sell it. October, it's same cleaning, and then also you add the gutters and downspouts. Bedroom cleaning is, you know, pretty much the same thing, all deep cleaning. Then there's deep cleaning in the bathroom, deep cleaning in the laundry room. There's a list of office supplies to keep an inventory. How you handle your mail. So when I boss on in residence, personal cards and invitations based on the pantry countertop, correspondence to be placed on my desk. When I'm not in residence, the assistant is notified if any packages are delivered. The assistant is notified general mail, including invoices and bank statements. They're to be sent FedEx to my house, my personal, my PA, wherever we're at. Separate mail, same thing. It's separate personal mail in a separate envelope addressed to myself, sent via FedEx as well. Serving breakfast. I had the things I wanted for breakfast. I always wanted water, croissant, creamer, sugar, and then usually oatmeal and fresh fruit. Just if it was different, I'd tell them, but that's, if I didn't tell them what I wanted, that's what came, is coffee, oatmeal with fresh fruit with cream and sugar. That's what I like to eat for breakfast. There's service from the breakfast service to guests. There's a whole list of things to do for that. There's standby duties. That's when they're basically on property. They're in the back rooms in case people need them for something. Like you might have a guest that wants to go shopping, or you might have a guest that, whatever the guest needs, your household staff takes care of all those duties because they're just on standby when you have guests on property. Then I have a whole list of emergency procedures, medical emergency procedures, and that's pretty much it. Like I say, this booklet is 59 pages, and the first couple of years when I was very wealthy, I did not have any of this. And if freaking household staff drove me just crazy. Always wanting to know what I needed done, and it just was crazy. So I'm going to have this document. I'm going to be rewriting this document, and I'll be posting it in the project, the RV project help. I cannot, because when I killed my account, I just killed it instantly. So please join chat. So I killed my account instantly, and I didn't have enough time to transfer it. So Project Help channel is going to die. There's no owner of the channel. So it's going to die. And as you can see, I've started this one. You can let people know that we're going to have talks in here. I will be posting this document, this audio in Project Help, as well as in this channel. This channel will survive. I am the channel owner of this channel, so it will survive. Any questions about this household document?
Well, more than the document is about the staff. Is the staff living staff? And would the document have the amount of staff, I mean, the amount of staff that we might need to perform those duties?
Well, that depends on the size of your property. So what this is like, my house was 7 bedrooms. I had 2 housekeepers. I had a personal assistant. I had a butler, or a butler house manager. I like to use the term butler. And then I had an executive assistant. So every day, now, depending on what you buy, because you're also going to have to worry about security, which we're going to get into in just a few minutes. You're also going to have to worry about security. Now, I always want my security staff on premise. I want them to be living on property. But my housekeepers, my day staff, they go home at night. So, you know, depending on how many people you have on staff, it depends. Like, if you have, like, it's just me. So I don't have, like, a husband and kids and all that stuff now. I mean, I'm a little old lady now. They're all grown and gone. But so when the best, I would say, if you have 2 people, you need 3 people coming in. If you have a house like 6-7 bedrooms, you and your husband, wife, and you got a kid or something, you're going to need 3 people. Because they're not going to be able to work 7 days a week, and you're going to have to rotate staff, and you're going to have to rotate 2 staff at different times. So I had 2 people that work for me. One was 4 days, one was 3 days. I paid both staff as if they were working 5 day weeks, 5 days a week, even though they were working less. And then I switched them. Like, 1 week, one would work 4 days. The next week, that same one that worked 4 days would work 3 days. So their work weeks would be flipped. So 1 week they'd get 3 days on and 4 days off. The next week they'd have 4 days on, 3 days off, and it'd go back and forth. The reason why I did that is because your house staff, your house cleaning staff, a lot of times they can be, like, if you have an emergency, say somebody has an emergency, your house staff is basically your errand team. So if you have a guest emergency or a staff emergency, your household cleaning staff are the people that you tap to go help, because usually they're very good at, everybody I've ever hired is very good at wanting to help. That's one of the things you have to ask the interview. But I hope that's answered your question.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to end. I'm going to end this chat, and I'm going to do the second one. And the second one is how to leverage your personal assistant. So let me end this one. Stop recording.